One is essential, one is intolerable. Hey, what's up?
Hello, and welcome to the Pantry Podcast, where we serve up Jesus, not junk food. And today we are talking about aid and abuse. But before we get into it, remember to like and subscribe, comment, share, all the things that help the algorithm get us out to more people with the message of Jesus.
Man, you got to jump in there quick. Otherwise, I jump in when we get halfway through, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I can
subscribe. Like, you get really in the flow. I never want to interrupt the flow because it's such a good one. Yeah. And I'm like, but I got to get in that thing that seemingly everyone on YouTube has to say. For it to happen, you know, nice. the spirit of charity is easily forgotten. I try to like immediately and get the algorithm going, but not everyone understands the algorithm, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? If you want to aid us, yes. That is exactly how you would yes. do it. And like we said, we're talking about aid and abuse today. So
of let's course, if you don't, it's not necessarily abuse. So
no, it's not abuse if you don't help us out. I'm just, you know.
No, I've actually gotten some good feedback from people who have been listening.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's kind of cool to hear that there are people listening and that it's content that's been valuable.
Praise God.
It's amazing how God works and how God brings the right things in the right seasons. It's very interesting when you look at aid versus abuse.
Because there is a middle. There is a neutral with this one, and some there's not, you know, but this
one. And you're going to bring out that neutral.
It's a very narrow margin, but I mean, you know, it's not like if you're not helping, you're literally right. abusing. You know, you might not be called to help, but.
It can go deep. It can go like aid in, I don't know, mowing someone's front yard or mm-hmm. aid in saving someone from a fire.
Intercessory prayer.
Ooh, there you go. See, now get on the spiritual side, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Intercessory prayer, giving.
Yes.
Is aiding. On the other side of that, abuse, which is to treat someone wrongly, improperly, misuse them. Mm-hmm. You can even abuse your authority
right.
if you're in a leadership position. We have to really look at these two very carefully and look yeah. how they correspond to one another.
Right. Yeah. When I was doing the initial acronym, I knew that abuse was going to be one of them mm-hmm. because I think that there are so many things that we can't abuse, meaning just using it improperly. And detrimentally, right? Mm. Sometimes there's a creative way to use something that no one has thought of before. Lego is a great example. They've got these little frog pieces that they have used for so many creative purposes throughout all the Lego builds me and Kalia have done. That's not abusing it, even though you're not using it for its intended purpose of being a frog. However, there are a lot of ways, like when you would throw Legos all over someone's floor and then they walk across it like they're walking on hot coals, that's abuse, right? And so what we're talking about is what do you want to multiply? If you multiply neutrality, you're kind of not multiplying anything, right? Zero times zero is zero. But do you want to multiply aid? Which means that your help spreads and allows someone else to be helped and therefore be able to help instead of trying to just put out their own fires. Or are you going to be the one that sparks the problems that need to be put out in the first place? Are you part of the solution or part of the problem? And sometimes you might realize, oops, I was a part of the problem, but you can also be part of the aid that fixes the problem. So we're going to go into a lot of examples, definitely not all of them today, but we have some cool examples to kind of kick us off.
I want to jump in on something here yeah. real quick too. Yeast, because we all go out kitchen
yes.
staple.
Yes.
Yeast in bread
right.
is delicious.
Right.
Yeast in sin, not so delicious.
Yeah, every girl knows a right. yeast infection ain't fun.
Oh boy, she
yeast in the wrong place.
Right.
Even but babies truth. On but their truth. Tongue,
yes.
it's not fun where it don't belong.
Right. It is not. It is not.
I went there because
it is not.
It's that serious. When
right.
you do something in the wrong way, right. put it in the wrong place, there are repercussions.
Horrible repercussions.
Yeah.
We see this in the story of Abraham and Lot. You see, there actually is some abuse in this. In the sense of, yes, Abraham allowed Lot to choose mm-hmm. where he wanted to go. But an abusive mentality and abusive attitude is one that puts yourself in front of others.
Right.
And so when we see this in this example, we see that Lot does put himself in front of Abraham. Even though Abraham gives him the choice, he's like, I'm going to take the better area near the city. But little did he know. Mm-hmm. Little did he know what that would create. So
right.
every action garners a reaction in something that happens.
Yeah.
Right. And so we see this in the story of Abraham. And so you see Abraham, he's like, yeah, take it. And then he, of course, he grabs the greatest one. Props to Abraham. Like, Props to Abraham, because honest, I'd be sitting there going, yep, selfish choice. Definitely knew he was going to take that one. Poor attitude. Mm-hmm. Okay, take it. Cool.
Right.
But God had other plans.
Right. That's a really important thing to note, because you can be abusive with a smile just by being selfish. If you're looking to get yours first, then you're more likely to have a struggle. And, you know, even recently, me and our daughter, I had to really minister to a big problem someone was having. And I was less present. I was more on my phone. And I realized that I hadn't explained why I was on my phone so much. And that's important in this situation, because assumptions also matter. You have to factor in like the eyes of a child and what they're seeing. And I said, hey, I'm really sorry that I'm being so present on my phone and keep interrupting our playtime. There's someone that's really hurting and I'm responding to them. And I don't love you any less. I love hanging out with you so much. But right now, I just have to be here. And she actually shared, she's like, but it's not fair. I love you more than any of them love you. Mm. And in that moment, she's not trying to be self-centered. That's her real feeling. As a child, they kind of identify their mom as another, as like a limb, right? Like I'm part of her, right? But in that moment, I had to explain to her, you know, how can I love other people if I always have to have my eyes fixed on you, right? Like, I understand that you feel most loved when I'm paying attention to you. But if I'm paying attention to you 100%, would anyone else ever feel loved? Because then I can't look at them. My eyes are never upon them. And I was like, you know, what's really cool is God can lay his eyes on everybody. We can mostly lay our eyes on like 1 to 2 people at a time, like if they're all sitting in a row, you know. But and I try to help her understand that. But when, as we get older, if we're still holding on to the same mentality of why isn't the attention on me, or why am I not getting what I want, then we can start becoming and maintaining manipulation. And that's a form of abuse, right? And so we want to make sure that we check ourselves and have the Lord search our hearts and make sure that any area that we don't realize is abusive, because we're kind of in a self-preservation mode even, right? If you didn't have much in the way of people taking care of you, you might be like, I gotta take care of myself. And then you realize I was manipulating my way through life to take care of myself, meaning I was leaving a wake of abuse instead of aid, because I was so focused on taking care of me. And one of the things that I explained is, you know, if everyone's focused on helping one another, your needs will get met, but you'll also be blessing others, right? But if you're only focused on yourself, then there's a lot of use, right? Using people the wrong way to get what you need. And then the cycle of aid is broken.
You know, it really brings it back to abuse. This abuse, sometimes it's just straight ignorance. but when it comes to pride, it comes to self, like you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
But, and then there's a balance of that, of course, because like, okay, once like in that situation with our daughter and you and the cell phone, and you're helping someone, and you're always helping Kalia, like, like she gets the majority of your time anyways.
Right.
So on her side of things, she has to have, you know, needs to learn, learn to come to a point where she understands that mommy's time is divided sometimes. That mommy's time isn't always her time. Just like in the story of Lot, right? Mm-hmm. So we're getting to a point in this story where Abraham really shows his mettle.
Right.
Because that decision that Lot made and the situation that Lot finds himself in, Abraham could have easily had turned his thoughts into bitterness and then not had the heart to serve.
Right.
And when I say serve, it's like in Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. It's so easy sometimes, especially with the hard cases, to just be like, okay, fine. I'm going to worry about me. You see it in families that have abuse. Or let's go on a little lighter. If it's that bad, we should get some help. Let's just be real. Let's really dig in and find somebody that can help you.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about the selfishness and the pridefulness, yes, it's a form of abuse, but I mean, we're also trying to figure this out. Exactly. We're trying to figure out how to be more selfless.
Right.
When we're selfless, there's no bitterness. When you find bitterness, you usually find I'm self-centered, right?
Exactly.
So it's like a way to let it go, a way of being nourished in a spiritual manner.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that season, by the way. I just saw that they're naturally nourished. But anyways,
season four.
But we see that Lot gets taken away, and in that we're looking at the verses where it's like the four kings have seized him. Mm-hmm. Right? They're seizing this land, they're taking this land, they're mm-hmm. taking over this land, and Lot gets caught up in this whole thing. In other words, his family, him, everything that they have is taken. Mm-hmm. And it's on the run. Man, Abraham could have said, so not salute, I'm saluting for y'all that aren't looking. I'm saluting. Bye. Have a good life. You chose it. You made your bed. Oh, mm-hmm. how many times have we heard that? You made your bed and you just take care of it yourself. Abraham didn't have that attitude.
Yeah.
He decided to put Lot in front of himself, and he gets together a group of men and he goes out and he attacks the kings and gets Lot back. But not only attacks them, annihilates them.
Right.
Yeah, we're not getting to Melchizedek.
We won't. No. We won't get to Melchizedek, but it's amazing. Read it.
But yes. But what's cool about this, mm-hmm. now we're going to see physical manifestations of blessings that take place because of everything that comes out of that. All of the additional things that come to Abraham through this one act of kindness. But when you get into the spiritual realm, we might not see this in the physical realm as far as money and dollars and things, but in the spiritual realm, and you start talking about your health, and you start talking about your heart, and you start talking about the things that are promised and being able to experience them, like the joy and the peace and the comfort and being pressed down and not crushed and all of these awesome things.
Right.
It comes from that point.
Yeah.
Of deciding to be self. I mean, eight is awesome. Selfless. Mm-hmm. Right? He was selfless. But he also had confidence.
Right.
Because selflessness also has reliance, and reliance is on God.
Yes.
And so when we have God and we have reliance, then we can be selfless and still succeed.
Right.
Right.
You know, it's important to remember that you can break a cycle that you find yourself caught in when it comes to aid and abuse. Like if there's constant abuse, and when you're abused, it sparks you to also abuse. And it kind of robs you from that selflessness maybe you're trying to practice. You can break the cycle just because you're trapped in one of someone else's making, or maybe you're making. You can choose to cut it off so that the multiplication stops. Again, going back to the trigger weeds in our yard, like I helped multiply that with one laziness, because I saw weeds and I should have pulled them. Then ignorance, because I didn't realize the gravity of the type of weed I was letting grow. And third, by literally walking through them as they spring up. And that's how I learned what was going on, right? So three different ways, it was my fault. It got bad. But you can break the cycle by now you know what to look for. Now you know not to be lazy. Now you know to pull it up before it does this thing. And so you go out, and now every time I see one, I don't say later. I pull it up right then. And there's very few left in the yard. So yes, we know like begets like. We know that seeds multiply. But if there's bad seeds, you can break a cycle, right? Now, in the story of Abraham and Lot, you have Abraham constantly doing things in the act of aid with a selfless heart, right? And constantly these things cost him something, or at least at the beginning when he makes the decision to do this selfless, helpful, aiding act, it's costing him something because he doesn't know what the outcome is, but his faith allows him to do it. And then what we find out is he gets triple, quadruple blessed in some way, not always in the way you expect, but spiritually in some manner. He keeps growing abundantly because God has realized he can trust him with more. Versus Lot, he keeps making selfish, worldly decisions. And yes, God loves him enough and has a godly person in his life that Abraham keeps bailing him out, but he don't learn his lesson. And he keeps choosing him, and he keeps choosing the world. So he's actually choosing abuse of himself. And you don't see his life multiply in a positive manner. Right. You see his life multiply in a negative manner until literally his offspring, his incestuous offspring, are the reason for half of the problems Israel experiences through all of these very idolatrous nations that come out of it. So you can see the seeds went from 0 to 60 very quickly. Yeah. And so I think that that's one of the things when it comes to aid. Aid even if it's scary. Aid even if it costs. Aid even if you're like, oh, this hurts, but I know it's the right thing. Because God honors that. You know, like he's not going to be like, oh, you gave someone your last $5. I'm going to make sure you never have money again. If he can trust you to give, he's going to make sure you have another $5 at some point
right.
to give again or whatever, your time, a shirt, whatever it
right.
is.
Right. Abraham definitely knew how to bear another's burden.
Absolutely.
And you see it because why? The original 300. 318 men would follow him.
Right.
318 men trusted him.
Because of who he is.
Yes, because who he became. His medal.
Yes, his honor, his character. Yeah,
if you don't, maybe someone's listening to medal. I'm not talking about the medal, but it's like who you are.
Yeah.
Your honor, right? You said character.
Yeah, your intestinal fortitude.
Yes, and all of these things that just really make someone that people want to be around and support.
Right.
And that's not a prideful thing. It's like, okay, look.
It's a fact.
Selflessness brings people around you. Sometimes it brings leeches, but no.
But not everyone will be a leech because some people will be won over to be like that.
Yes, and so 300, man. Okay, I know that movie, but probably not in the Christian scene, the best movie, but what it did show was it showed 300 men who would die for one another.
Right.
And that's what Abraham had.
Yeah.
And that is what four kings and their armies
fell
to 318 men, plus Abraham. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, aiding versus abuse. Mm-hmm. Right? I would rather be on the aid side than the abuse side. So, my prayer for myself, right? Lord, don't let me have those little ticks, those prides, the other little areas of my life that could fall in and create holes of abuse.
Right.
Where I'm not seeing it. And you know, I'm not under-labeling or over-labeling abuse. I don't want to do that either, right? But there are things that just have impacts.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that the impact, Lord, on my life is an impact that will nourish other people and create sustainability.
Absolutely. I think that that's the action step, is to pray for the Lord to help you aid more than you abuse and convict you, truly convict you when you are doing something abusive. You know, we've had other episodes, and pretty much all of them, the bad side is abuse, right? Like, spoiler, you know, like all of the bad options in each of these episodes is a form of abuse, and we're going to keep going. So just ask the Lord to show you and to work in you and soften your heart to people so that you have his heart, you know? So next week, we're going to continue with the letter C, big mystery about what those two words are. We hope you'll join us, and you can support us at patreon.com/thepantrypodcast. So until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you're fed a good meal, remember to follow the show on your favorite platform. The Pantry Podcast is also honored to be featured on Spark Radio and as part of Spark Network on KHCB's Uplifted Stream.